In terms of over the course of the next year, what do you want the hospitalist who wasn't able to attend this meeting to get out of a focus on accountability? How do you want them to wrap that into their jobs?
Yeah, I think what I want people to do is to consciously think every day when they walk into the hospital before they start their work, what are those issues related to quality and process improvements and patient safety and best care for the patient that I absolutely have to execute on today? And I think the starting place for this is the lowest hanging of low-hanging fruit. I mentioned in my president's address this morning the issue of hand hygiene. I just think at this point in the history of healthcare, there should never be an excuse as to why someone does not wash their hands before they walk into a patient's room and put their hands on that individual. So that's just one example. I personally believe that we need to look at other low-hanging fruit such as that, similar examples that are specifically relevant to the practice of hospital medicine. And we need to commit, each of us individually, every single day, to executing with 100% success in those initiatives.
One of the points brought up in the Wachter paper from a few years ago, using hand hygiene as an example, is that it's no longer about blaming groups and institutions. It's a personal level of accountability. How do you make that bridge? How do you get down to that base level to say that it's individuals have to start taking accountability, not just a group leader or a regional leader or a CMO type of position?
I think that's a good question. First off, I think that it is appropriate today to continue to cite systems failures for some of the inabilities to universally be successful with reaching expectations and being accountable for some of these things. But for some issues, that's just no longer appropriate. So I think what we need to do in this regard is we need to first consider, when we're looking at any particular issue that we feel we should hold ourselves accountable for 100% of the time without any excuses, has the system actually been addressed yet at this juncture? Because systems confusion in healthcare is still a big issue today. We haven't cracked that nut for every single one of these particular items. But hand hygiene, again, is a good example. You know, I think we have. I think another example that comes from that paper of Wachter and Provenos that I cited this morning was ensuring that we, as hospitalists, complete adequate signouts about patient care information when we're endorsing the care of that patient to one of our colleagues as we're going off of that service. I think in the early days of hospital medicine, there were some systems issues that needed to be addressed, and those have been addressed, I think, by and large, successfully by the specialty. And we've now got processes and protocols that are readily available. Even if you don't have access to those or have seen those in your own particular practice, you can find those easily. And so any type of systems barrier that might have existed back then, I don't think exists today. And so for me, that's another really good example of process improvement or a quality-related issue that's germane to patient safety that squarely falls in the shoulders of individuals as far as the success of that is concerned.
As you've said, hospital medicine over the course of 15 years has become something is the specialty going to last? And then once it's sort of gotten its feet firmly on the ground, the reputation is now tied to quality. It's now tied to being a change agent. How do you keep that going, and how do you make sure that in the next few years that continues?
Well, I think the answer to that lies in the subject that we're discussing right now. There has been enough work done to date to redesign broken systems such that it's now time for individuals to step up to the plate and hold themselves accountable for delivering on quality improvement, process improvement goals, and patient safety issues. We have to focus on those issues right now. My concern is there's enough of a critical mass of those types of issues right now that if we fail, and the failure will be because individuals have not held themselves accountable, there's enough of those, this critical mass, that people could look back upon that in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, in the very near future, and say, you know what, this isn't what I expected of hospital medicine.
And how detrimental could that be to the growth of the field moving forward if people are looking back and saying they as a group aren't doing what we thought they were going to be doing?
That could be profoundly detrimental. You know, healthcare reform is forcing this issue of quality improvement. So any element of the healthcare industry, whether it's hospital medicine or some other specialty in the house of medicine, surgery, cardiology, you know, what have you, you name it, healthcare reform is forcing the issue of people stepping up to the plate and actually delivering results at this point in time. So your question isn't necessarily unique to hospital medicine. If medicine in this country, if healthcare in this country doesn't deliver the results as far as quality is concerned, there are going to be, you know, significant consequences to be paid based on healthcare reform initiatives that are coming down the pike right now.